some people have described those activities as anti-party. Many other people say, well, it's the governor trying to bridge the divide and bring people together. Well, the question I also ask is, if we have seen this sort of things happen at the state level, where we have the governor, you know, fraternizing and including people of opposition political parties in the state, well, maybe you might also want to make a case for bridging the divide and ensuring that everybody's carried along. I don't know what your position is, but you can join us on Facebook Live and let us know what your thoughts are. There's a question we have up there on Facebook for you. It says, do you think that the state government has decided who it wants to support for the elections, or are the promises made to the various presidential candidates just politics? What's your position? What's your perception to what has happened thus far with regards to the promises for logistics support to presidential candidates of the NNPP and Labour Party? Well, also put in cognizance what the implication of this would mean for the presidential candidate of the PDP, which is the party where the state governor belongs. As of the last time he spoke, nothing has changed. He is still a member of the PDP. Questions have been raised with regards to who then is the state government going to support. Hence, the question we have up there on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Be a part of the conversation. Let us get your thought. My guest this morning is a spokesperson for the Atiku Campaign Council, Kola Olubodiyan. You're welcome. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
I'd like to start.
Good morning, Nigeria.
Good morning. I'd like to just go straight to the point so we can maximize the time as much as possible. In the Rivers State, we've had a lot of guests. We've had Adams Oshiomhole from the APC, but the ones that struck people the most and raised a lot of worries for people would be the visit of the presidential candidate of Labour Party to commission one of the flyovers in Rivers State, and the visit of Rabiu Conquest of the NNPP to commission one of the roads here in Rivers State as well. During those ceremonies, the governor of Rivers State, who is a member of your party, had said that he would provide logistics support to those presidential candidates whenever they come to campaign in the state. Now, many know that the governor is a member of the PDP. I don't know if that has changed. And the PDP has a presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar. Not much has been heard. So tell us, Kola Olubodiyan, is the camp of the PDP presidential candidate aware of these developments, and how are they receiving it?
Well, the camp of the presidential candidate of the People's Democratic Party, Atiku Abubakar, is living in the public space. All that's happening that you have enumerated. But our concern is that the governors who are relating with the River State governor, Governor Yemi Osinbajo, at their last meeting in Lagos, did say that their doors of reconciliation are still open. Mm. And the candidate, too, has quickly responded that their disposition is in tandem with his own position, too, which is that he is also prepared for reconciliation. I'm aware that a lot had happened prior to this new meeting in Lagos. And I'm also aware that a lot had been said in the public space prior to the meeting in Lagos. But I believe that what should be of preeminence today is a decision reached in the Lagos meeting, where they have said on the other side that the doors of reconciliation are open.
Hmm. So, hello.
I'm with you.
Okay. So, are these steps being taken? Because if the doors of reconciliation are still open from both parties involved in this particular fracas, and then we are seeing the state governor here in Rivers State promising logistics support, which he says isn't an anti-party activity or something that's out of place, looking at the fact that these presidential candidates were one-time governors and one of them a former minister even. What efforts are on, if any, with regards to reconciling the now self-acclaimed integrity governors, as they are now called, and no longer the G5?
Well, let me start by talking to the issue of stability, members of PDP, and say emphatically that the People's Democratic Party is about integrity, and that if a part of it claims integrity, they are acting on behalf of the whole, because integrity resides in the PDP. Party members in the People's Democratic Party have integrity in their DNA. So it goes on to say that it is acting on behalf of the whole. But having said that, when you speak about efforts towards reconciliation, our various fora in the last few days have maintained that the governor of Rivers State, Nyesom Wike, the governor of Benue State, the governor of Abia State, the governor of Enugu State, the governor of Oyo State, are leaders in the People's Democratic Party. And if they want a pathway to peace, they understand how to achieve it. Because nobody, no individual, can take a decision on behalf of the party. And the only body in the party that has a right to decision and whose decisions are binding on every member of the party is the National Executive Committee of the party, which is called NEC. And I have said emphatically in my various conversations that these leaders of our party can demand for a NEC meeting where all the NEC members can gather and take a decision. And the decision, such a decision, certainly will be binding on all members of the party. My own position, my own understanding of the situation has not shifted from this position, and I expect that our leaders should take advantage of that.
Well, what is the BOT? The BOT had a committee set up, and various meetings have been held before now. What's the guarantee that this one would be any different? What we've been hearing is everybody's open to reconciliation. Various committees were set up. Walid Jibril, at the time before he stepped down, mentioned that they have a committee that's going around, and that report was submitted, and they were going to act on what that report says. But for a while now, it seems very quiet, awkwardly quiet, with regards to whether we are going to see a resolution. And campaigns already are on. We do not even know when the presidential candidate of your party would be coming to River State, which is one state he really would have to come to. So why would this be different? What really would make the difference? Because the presidential candidate has also said he doesn't have the powers to ask Ayu to step down. Meanwhile, the integrity governors, in quotes now, have said one of their major demand is for Ayu to resign. So how do we get a way forward now?
Okay, let me start from the issue of the committees that you raised. No matter the proposal by the committees, irrespective of the conclusions of the reports of the committee, it must still go to NEC. And this is the response to the question as regards how.
Isn't it taking a long time? Because those committees finished their report a while ago, and NEC, if the party is serious about settling this, many would assume that NEC would be swift in how it responds to that report and implement it.
There are processes about NEC meeting. There are timelines of NEC meeting. As it is provided for in the Constitutional Act. But to go back to the last question before this, I want you to abundantly understand it, that no matter what any committee has done, no matter the decision of any committee in the party, the final decision-making body is the National Executive Committee, is the NEC. So all issues must go back to NEC. And having said that, I also want you to understand that the candidate of the party, Atiku Abubakar, made a declarative statement that he has no power of his own to ask Ayi to resign. He's speaking to the matter as far as the laws, the principles, the history, the conventions that are guiding the party are concerned. And I said in the beginning of this conversation that there is no individual who on his own can remove the chairman of the party until you go to NEC. It is the NEC that has that issue. It is the NEC that has that responsibility. I have also said that all the leaders who are governors in the party have a duty to call for NEC if they so desire. To say, look, at this point in time, given the situation confronting our party, there is a need to go back as a family and go and discuss as a family and arrive at
So at the moment, the activities or comments that have been made by the Rivers State government, some people have said it has some of the colors or colorings of anti-party activity. What's your view of it? I mean, he has said he will provide logistic support for opposition presidential candidates.
Like I said, it's only the party. And when I say the party in this circumstance, I mean the neck of the party that can decide what action has constituted an bad party. The National Working Committee of the party can also act on behalf of them to declare what action constitutes anti-party activities. And having said that, until it takes a decision on it, if I speak to it, I'm not speaking as an individual.
Mr. Olugbodiyan, as a spokesperson for the Atiku Campaign Council, who is a presidential candidate of the PDP, this, of course, would raise concerns, shouldn't it?
Oh yes.
So in your camp, the Campaign Council for the presidential candidate, what is being said about the comments that's been made by the Rivers State Governor with regards to the logistics support to opposition presidential candidates?
Let me make this clear too, that it is not only the party or the presidential candidate that is concerned about what is coming out or even updates that are coming out of Rivers State. It's important to tell you that the ordinary Nigerians out there who have become disillusioned with governance in the view of the fact that APC has woefully failed, a disposition which even the governor of Rivers State subscribed to when he declared that there's no way that he can leave malaria and go and join people who are carrying cancer about. This disposition of his and with Nigerians across this creed of party that the APC has failed. So those Nigerians out there are also saying, are also asking the question out of concern, what is happening in the People's Democratic Party? Is this how the party will allow our lives to be running again by allowing the APC to return to power? So this is not about what the presidential candidates of the People's Democratic Party alone. This is not about capitalist party members alone. It is a concern for every Nigerian. And I said this with a sense of respect and responsibility, because we are being subsidized the ordinary Nigerians. And we can assess what the other Nigerians are talking about. So for us, as a party, or as a presidential candidate, or an ordinary Nigerian, everyone is concerned about what's happening.
Okay.
But, let me make that note. However, we are confident that at the end of all this, the party will strive to put this crisis behind it.
All right, Mr. Olugbodiyan, we'll take a pause now, but we'll go on a very short commercial. When we come back, we get to find out. Certain comments were also made. The governor, during some of those commissioning ceremonies, made comments like these people who, referring to the presidential candidates of NPP and Obi, are the kind of people that the country needs to unify the country, and not someone who says that don't vote for a Yoruba or don't vote for this ethnic group or that ethnic group. Many have said he was referring to comments made by the presidential candidate of the PDP. Well, when we come back, we'll get your thoughts on some of this and whether or not there are plans for the presidential candidate of the party to come campaign in Rivers State. How is that going to look like and what plans are on ground regards that? We'll find out all this in a moment when we return. Just stay on the line for us. Thank you very much. Remember that you too can be a part of the conversation on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Do well to drop your comments. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. I'll take the WhatsApp number again, 0809-030-6416. If you have questions, you can send them in on WhatsApp. The phone lines will be opening up 070-0923-0923. We're asking you what your position or your thought is with regards to the position of River State Government. Do you think the government has decided on who it would support for the elections, or the promises of logistics to the various presidential candidates are just politics? Let's hear from you on Facebook Live. I'll take a few comments before we go on the short break. Hector Christopher Dokubo says, Governor Wike is still in the PDP inviting presidential candidates of other political parties and promising them support because he have independent, while his local government chairman in the state are busy carrying out attacks on governorship candidates of opposition parties. If truly the local government chairman are democratically elected by the people and they have independence, I don't think they will be answerable to the governor. India Gotspar said one day he will mention the right person. Abba Christopher Body says, I don't think the state government has turned into a political machinery, so that question might be incorrect. If you say Governor Wike, I would say yes. For now, he is not sure who will be victorious at the polls, so the governor is offering Greek gifts to all who comes his way. But definitely his mind is made up on whom he wants to support. And then this one from Martin Nali Amai here says, logistics promises a total evidence of confusion, showing that the governor is not here nor there. And this is very sad and very unfortunate for Rivers people, that at this critical time of decision making, our great nation, Rivers State, don't know where they belong because of a certain leader. Sad. We'll take more of your comments when we return after the break. Do stay tuned to 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And we are live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Be a part of the conversation. Let us know what your thoughts are with the recent developments, the integrity governor's position. Do you see any reconciliation anytime soon within the PDP? And the promises of logistics support to presidential candidates of the NNPP and Labour Party. Well, do you think the government is deciding gradually where its support would go to? That has been a conversation. Remember the last time I spoke with the press secretary of the PDP in Rivers State, Mr. Barra had said, well, wherever the leader of the party goes, we follow. And that announcement would come soon and Rivers people would know who the state government and the PDP in the state is supporting. Well, are we seeing signs of that already with the logistics support given to Rabiu Kwankwaso and Peter Obi? Let us know. My guest is the spokesperson at Tiku Campaign Council, Kola Lugbedinyo. Before we get over to him, let me look at a few of your messages on WhatsApp. Don't forget 0809-030-6416. This one says, Mr. Project is a generous giver. Supporting Obi is a sign that Atiku has no place among the G5 integrity governor. Ambassador from Aneka sent in that message. This one says, Wike and his group are bent on pulling down the roof on the Atiku candidacy. What Wike has introduced a very dangerous dimension to Nigerian political space. This is not politics, but selfishness for personal gains. Fred. Good morning, Andrew. This one says, Governor Wike is a smart man, and I say this because his doling out millions is to gain relevance and support from different political parties who will in turn support his Gubba candidate here in the state. He's also laying a smart foundation to network with whoever wins the 2023 presidential election. GMB from Bayelsa. Thank you. This one says, good morning. A man has been knocked down before Market Junction Abar Road. The buddy's there. Okay, we'll get our reporters to go look that up and Inform the police as well. I think that's the first point of call. Let the police in on the issue. On Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. That is the handle at Nigeria Info PH. On Twitter as well at Nigeria Info PH. Let's get over to my guest quickly. Mr. Oluwadion, thank you for your patience and staying with us.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's attempt to wrap up now. You are a member of the campaign council for the PDP presidential candidate, and we know that the campaign train would have to move across the various states. What are the plans to come to Rivers State if this resolution reconciliation doesn't see the light of day?
Well, I will not be pessimistic about the issue of reconciliation. So I have the high hopes that the reconciliation will see the light of the day. But having said that, it's also important to state that the presidential candidate of the People's Democratic Party, who campaigned across the 36 states of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, and I want to leave it at that.
Because there have been talks of alleged attacks on people who support the presidential candidate of the PDP here in Rivers State. I don't know if the candidate or the party is aware of those allegations and what is being done to look into them at the state level too. They say they are being investigated. But is this something that has been brought up within the national level of the party and to the attention of the presidential candidate of your party?
For me, I'm speaking as an individual, I see party politics as a faith, like subscribing to a particular faith. Like, oh, I'm Christian, or you are Muslim, or you are Hindu, or you are this, or you are that. As far as I am concerned, I'm speaking personally, it's going to be difficult for any individual, anybody, to attempt to expunge the faith that you subscribe to from your heart. So all I can appeal to as an individual is that let those who want to subscribe to their own beliefs allow them their right to subscribe to those beliefs. And I do not want to believe, I do not want to think, and I do not see it in the personality of Governor Yemi Wike as an individual or as a person who will send people out to go and attack those who subscribe to the People's Democratic Party. Why will he do that? What does it stand to gain from it? I do not want to take it. I do not want to believe it. But having said that, the candidate of the People's Democratic Party, Atiku Abubakar, is a man of peace. He has carried out his campaign in a very peaceful manner and telling Nigerians what he has to offer them. And Atiku Abubakar, I can say this anywhere, that among the array of those who are out there campaigning to be president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, that Atiku Abubakar is the most tribalized among the lot. And you can set him aside from the others. He's not an ethnic voice. He's not a religious bigot. And that's who Atiku Abubakar represents. And he's the only one that has said in the campaign consistently that can cause unity in our country, Nigeria. There's no doubt in all that. And that's why his election as a candidate of the People's Democratic Party was based on a resolution of the majority of delegates who cut across the civil political zones of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. This is because he promised to come and unify our nation. That's why they voted for him.
All right, Mr. Oluwadion, thank you very much for your time. We'll take that to be your final words on the show this morning. We'll allow you to get on with your busy day. Thank you once again. We'll keep in touch for any developments.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. We go over now to the phone lines. You've heard from the Atiku Campaign Council spokesperson. Let's know what your thoughts are with regards to, well, some people say it's Greek gifts. Well, logistic support to presidential candidates for opposition political party. Mr. Oluwadion has said he doesn't see it as anti-party. Only the neck will decide. Victor is on the line from Abuloma. We'll start from there. Hello, Victor. Good morning to you.
Morning.
You're welcome.
It's laughable. It's really laughable. Well, providing logistics for governors, for presidential aspirants, it's not too bad. But the logic behind it, our governor is playing a fast game. That is, they feel that let him go round. I'm sure he's going to invite other aspirants to come so that anyone that wins, he will be in that boat. It is only those of us that have eagle eye that will see his game. But it is not too healthy for the state. Let him not feel that the state, it is a personal property. No. If he wants to support any other candidate, they can do it secretly. One official. So that people will see that he is on his own. Person can decide to do something personally. But when you come to the public domain to make a pronouncement that I am going to support you with all the logistics are you using? Is it the state or personal? If it is personal, it's okay. But if it is the state, then it's wrong. It's wrong. Let him invite more and promise them so that whoever that passes, it will be relevant in that party.
Well, all right, Victor.
It's up to him. As of PDP, he's already sinking boat. PDP is already gone.
Thank you, Victor. Mira from Akrika, good morning.
Good morning, Efiemi.
You're welcome.
You see, in the jungle, when the lion roars, it shakes everybody, or all other lions flee. It surprises me when the governor will just make just one action and it will shake the entire nation for about a week or so. This has proven that the governor is indeed the Jagaban of politics in Nigeria. Absolutely. In fact, even the president does not even make waves like him when he speaks. Wow. I really salute my governor. The governor cannot reject anybody that comes to his state. Anybody that comes, he will say he will give you support. Absolutely. Because when you come as a presidential candidate, you will meet with the governor. He will promise you logistics. He will give you free passage. That is normal. That does not mean he has endorsed anybody. But I want to tell the governor this morning that I am Muriel from Akrika. I trust his judgment. Whoever he nominates, whoever he says this is the person to go, I totally am behind him. Because he has proven so far that he understands politics. In fact, he has made himself a political mentor. So many people, in fact, we are longing to go into politics because of him. Wow, he makes politics interesting. Whatever choice he makes, I trust his judgment. We are solidly behind him. Thank you, Dan.
All right, Mira, thank you very much. And that's the major question everybody's been asking. These logistic supports and these presidential candidates invited to the state, is this a signal as to who, perhaps, the PDP in Rivers State might support at the presidential level if the reconciliation process between the G5 governors, integrity governors now, and the presidential candidate of the party doesn't pull through? Ogundu from Rukpoku is on the line. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Ifeanyi, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I think if I had had time or connected to, I would have asked the speaker or the guest just a simple question. Because I think the People's Democratic Party, national or nationwide, are putting other PDP members in Rivers State at risk. Because up till now, we have not heard anything, any press statement from the national in order for these other persons that are in Rivers State to be able to do the right thing, because Electoral Act, politics, democracy has allowed everybody to belong to any party. I want to urge anybody who is supporting PDP in the part of Atiku, keep supporting him. And I'm very sure that the Rivers State we are, that is owned by everybody and not owned by one or two persons, will definitely choose the right person tomorrow. I want to also advise the national, say something to be able to tell the other citizens, political party members of PDP to have that strong mind of supporting PDP in the national. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you, Ogundu. Well, if you listen to the conversation, I'd ask Mr. Oluwadunyon, whether or not the National was aware of the allegations being laid against the party here at the state level with regards to some people attacking supporters of Atiku Abubakar, the presidential candidate of the party. And he couldn't speak. He spoke on behalf of himself. And for what he said, if you listened, was he doesn't think that would be true whatsoever, because he doesn't think that the governor... it was a leader of the party in the state is cut from that kind of cloth that would, you know, have people go out there to attack supporters of the presidential candidate of his party. So that's where it stands. If there's any other development, perhaps we'll get to hear. But for now, that was what was said. Obara is calling from Ozoba. Good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew. How are you doing?
I'm very fine, thank you. You're welcome.
Oh, thank God I got you today.
Hmm.
You see, these last 2 months are just poking my mind. You see, one thing we understand, just let me enter this Obi matter. You see, Obi never said, he said, you know, this English, we borrowed it. He said he would bargain. But people were looking at it that he has sold himself, you know, which I don't understand. You see, so... like the second man, this last man again, said that the national are making things difficult for we, the followers of PDP. Because they were supposed to have settled this matter before this time. But they are keeping it, and we have nowhere to run to. And we cannot leave our own governor and then go to any other person. Because it is where he asked us to go, that is where we will go. You know, so but the national are delaying this matter. If that man has placed, you know, a request, they were supposed to look at it, knowing fully well that our governor is one of the active members in PDP, is the person that kept PDP up to this moment. So that is just what I have to contribute. Thank
you. Okay, Obara from Ozoba, thank you. Okay, Letan Barry from Bori is on the line. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Ikemi.
Morning to you. Go on.
How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Okay. Looking at the activities of the governor of River State as regard to aiding presidential candidates with logistic support.
Mm.
I want to say that all this logistic support he is rendering to different presidential candidates, where is it coming from? And with the state of poverty in River State that is affecting both the civil servants, the youths, is alarming. And yes, this man is going about saying he's giving support to presidential candidates that have their money already. Why will we go so low to this extent? And looking at those people who call themselves integrity, PDP group or whatever, they are not jumping from one presidential candidate to the other. They don't even have vision that could be able to sit down as a leader and say, okay, let me pray. If God can be able to show me who can be a leader of Nigeria come 2023, so that I know the specific person I'm going to render my support to. You see, that is where leadership is going astray in River State. Because, however, after now, he will go and meet Tinubu to try to invite Tinubu to come and commission one project. And see what happened to Obi. Obi came here to make a betrayal statement to his governorship candidate. Is it what a governor is supposed to do as an aspirant or candidate that people are looking on to, that cannot make a straightforward statement that people can rely on? Did you see how leadership is truncating in their hands? Is it the people that said they will lead us? You come tomorrow and you apologize and you make this statement here. Tomorrow you go there, you make another statement. If you may look at these people, assess this thing with me. We don't have these people as real, as sensible people. Let us look at what Tinubu have. Even if they call him old man, fear me, with the condition of this country now, We need even a sick president to deliver us. Nobody should mention anything that this one is sick, this one has this. If you are a sick president and you have what it takes, like Yar'Adua did, that is what we want, if you hear me.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Leighton Barry. Let's take some of the messages on WhatsApp as we attempt to wrap up. This one says, okay, Mr. Presenter, we don't need a super prophet or a soothsayer to interpret or decode what Governor Wike, Governor Wike's stance on the presidential candidate. It's a shame to the PDP so-called big shots in Rivers and National will allow this anti-party behavior. Well, yet my guests say the neck will decide whether it's anti-party or not. It's very clear Wike is bigger than PDP. Prince from Owerri, you sent in that message. This one says, if Wike like, let him and his G5 or 5G support who they want. 5G. It will not affect Atiku in any way. I pray Peter Obi wins and delivers positively. I remain Tamonotonye. Okay. This one says, good morning. Mr. Spokesman to Atiku, well, the crisis in PDP is Ayu. I'm a supporter of Atiku when he was vice president, but I may not vote for him if Ayu fails to resign for not keeping to his words, and I will not vote for the governor of PDP in River State because of Governor Wike. But all these will change if Ayu resigns, because Ayu wants to kill the PDP. Prince Nathaniel sent in that message. This one says, Governor Wike is seeking attention. All he's doing is looking for Atiku camp to give him attention. Aminu sent in this message. Well, on Facebook Live, Daniel Progress Umo says, to me, support should be the activities of the government in power in the state and not based on political affiliation. Okay, remember, we are also live on Twitter. Be a part of that conversation. Let's go on Twitter and see what you're saying at NigeriaInfoPH on Twitter. Don't forget, at NigeriaInfoPH on Twitter. Hector Christopher Dokobo says, Governor Wike is still in the PDP inviting presidential candidates of other political parties and promising them support because he has independent, because he is independent. That's what you mean, I think. Thank you for your contributions. I'm sure you heard. Well, we'll keep watching and see what the coming days holds for us. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. Hello, Port Harcourt comes up shortly. Judo Ready is standing by. Stay tuned and enjoy.